Hello, and welcome to The Natural Life with Dr. Sam. Each week, I will be providing educational medical information on how your body functions and ways to take care of yourself naturally and holistically. The cardiovascular system refers to the heart, blood vessels, and blood of the body. Diseases affecting this system are the leading causes of death and creating costly health problems in Butte Silver Bow County, as well as nationwide. Unfortunately, they are the most preventable. However, before we go down that path, let's understand how the cardiovascular system works first. The primary function of this system is to transport nutrients and oxygen-rich blood to all parts of the body and to carry waste and deoxygenated blood back to the organs of elimination, which are the skin, liver, intestines, lungs, and kidneys. Nutrients enter the blood through the digestive tract, while oxygen enters in the lungs. Both the digestive tract and the lungs have tiny blood vessels called capillaries. The blood moves throughout the body in a loop fashion. Capillaries are tiny blood vessels that allow easy movement of nutrients, oxygen, and other substances. These come together to form veins that carry the blood to the heart. The main vein to the heart is the vena cava. It enters on the right side of the heart. The heart is made up of four chambers. Blood enters from the vena cava to the small right proportion of the heart called the right atrium, and then flows into the big portion called the right ventricle. The ventricle then pushes the blood into the lungs to be filled with oxygen and get rid of carbon dioxide. Capillaries are present in the lungs to allow for this exchange. The oxygen and nutrient-rich blood then passes through the left atrium and flows into the left ventricle, where it is then pushed out of a big artery called the aorta. The aorta carries the blood through its different branches all over the body, allowing the cells to get their nutrients and oxygen through the tiny capillary walls. When the blood reaches the capillaries, it is returned to the heart and the process begins again. As you can see, the heart is at the heart of it all. Without it, no blood would get anywhere around the body. It has to be constantly pumping to provide nutrients and oxygen to the cells so they can carry out their work and keep you alive. You can see why it is so essential we take preventative steps in keeping the system working right. This has been The Natural Life with Dr. Sam, brought to you by KBMFLP Butte. As always, when it comes to your health, you reap what you sow. Until next time, best of health, Butte.